Coaches Insight programs on the air here on KARE 93.7 FM as we get you set for week one of the high school football season on Friday night. The 2023 season is here. Excited to be a part of it. And we get going here with our Coaches Insight programs, and we start here with ACCHS. It's brought to you by L&L Construction, and we're joined by first-year head coach, that is Cody Techmeyer. Coach, appreciate the time. Welcome here to our circle of schools that we cover each week. Let's talk about the transition. You have a lot of coaching experience coming in, taking over for this Tigers program that's won back-to-back league championships. We'll kind of talk about that in a moment, but just talk about the transition getting here during the summer. It was kind of a quick transition for you. You didn't have a whole lot of time to meet the kids, put your routine together, and get everything going. Just talk about that when you got here in your routine through the summer, getting yourself ready.
First of all, you know, I want to say thanks for having me. It's great you guys do this to cover the teams and whatnot. Get the kids exposure, and we really appreciate it around the community. I would say, you know, for me, always coaching six-man, eight-man, it's been a battle. Running out of kids, you know, not being able to practice against each other. You know, coaches are running scout team offense, scout team defense, and that's been the biggest thing for me, is being able to sit back and practice-wise, you know, kind of watch a little more and pay a little more attention to what guys are doing instead of having to run those plays. Summer-wise, you know, like you said, it wasn't a lot of time. I moved down here first part of June after I wrapped up. I had some kids playing the six-man all-star game early summer, so I wrapped that up early June. So I got here, got weight started, and it was kind of a process. I don't think weights was real important when I first moved here, so that was kind of a challenge, was getting kids included and getting kids warmed up for that. And then you throw in 7-on-7, and we struggled to find 7 kids to go every week. I understand kids are working, and it's a busy process. So that's kind of been the biggest and the toughest transition for me, is just getting kids on board and getting my kind of mentality pushed into the system.
Do you feel like the kids have done a good job with that transition, kind of, you know, gathering to your style and your coaching, your style in general? Do you feel like the kids adjusted to that pretty well?
I think we are definitely getting there. The good thing is, I think Coach Thornburg and Coach Corder and Coach Smith from last year, you know, we are very similar. You know, we're going to change things obviously a little bit here and there, but overall we're kind of the same guys. We expect the same things. So I think the transition has been okay. It's just going to take the boys a little bit to, it has taken the boys a little bit to kind of get used to my way of things and you know, kind of take my rules under consideration and make those changes.
Do you feel like there's a sense of urgency or maybe a little bit of pressure with the fact you're taking over a program here that's won back-to-back Northeast Kansas League titles? That's not something they've done since the early 70s. I mean, is there a sense of urgency there or maybe a little bit of pressure for you? Do you feel that at all?
I would definitely say there's a lot of pressure. We kind of went into our jamboree, I think, not that obviously we were keeping score, but obviously you can tell, you know, who's kind of controlling the jamboree part. I think we thought it was going to be easy, just because, you know, we've won back-to-back and we beat this team last year and so forth. Kind of had to explain to the kids that, one, you know, we lost 8, 9, 10 kids from last year's team and obviously got a whole new coaching staff, a couple first-year assistants. So we are not the same team that we were a year ago. You know, we got a few returning, 5 or 6 returning kids, but they didn't see a ton of time last year, or the skilled player positions are all gone, and we're resetting that. So getting them to understand that it's a little different situation this year, obviously with a whole new staff, with a lot of more moving parts on the offensive, defensive side of the ball. So I would say, yes, there's some pressure. But I expect us, you know, once we get that kind of figured out, we're going to come out and compete and push ourselves for another title run.
A couple more minutes here with first-year head coach at ACCHS, Cody Techmeyer, here on our Coaches Insight programs. Some of the kids that are returning, there's obviously a couple all-league caliber kids, the kids that have kind of taken over the leadership role. Can you talk about a couple of those guys, and who do you see as kind of big contributors this year?
Yeah, I would say, according to leadership, we got a couple kids that have really stepped up. Justin Vester has been a really good one. He's not a real vocal kid, but he definitely leads by example. You know, he's the first one to drill. He's the first one to do this, first one to do that. He's always running hard in sprints or whatever we're doing, so that's been a big thing. By example, Tyler McCray, a senior lineman, he's been more of the vocal guy, trying to get kids lined up, trying to help out here wherever he can. So those two are probably the biggest vocal guys. Carter Page has done a pretty good job for us as well, coming off a knee injury last year. And then we've got another our O-line. We have several kids returning. Then we'll mix in a couple younger kids in there as well. But the few seniors that we have done a really good job of trying to, you know, they understand this is their last go-around, and they're doing their best to take on that leadership role where they haven't had it in the past, to try to get kids and excited and, you know, doing the little things right so we can be successful.
What's your overall takeaway on the league in general? The Northeast Kansas League was a little bit down last year. You guys and JCN, the only two teams with at least a 500 or better record. Pleasant Ridge returns a lot. JCN is always solid, and Jackson Heights in the mix as well. What's the overall takeaway with the NEKL? What do you see from there this year?
You know, I really don't know a lot about the league yet. I'm still trying to learn. Obviously, I've met all the coaches. We had a meeting here a few weeks back. I do know that a lot of teams in our league last year were pretty young. They were playing a lot of underclassmen, as to where we were playing mostly seniors. So I expect our league to be much improved. I know there's a lot of skilled guys just from 7-on-7, seeing those guys at those contests, that there's a lot of talent in our league. And I expect it to be very, very, very competitive. You know, Valley Falls, we didn't see Jeff West in the summertime, but we saw Valley Falls. Jackson Heights, I know their coach. I know they were really young last year. They got a lot of kids moving in this season as well from surrounding areas. So they got a lot of opportunity ahead of them. So it's going to be a very competitive. It's going to be a very, very tough challenge to go win that league title, for whoever gets it done. But I think it's going to be a much more competitive league this upcoming year.
Finally, Coach, last question. We appreciate the time. Let's talk about the week one opponent. It's Valley Falls, so a big league matchup right out the gate. It wasn't too long ago that Valley Falls was down an 8-man. They have since made that transition up here to 11-man in Class 1A. They have one of the better players in the league in Zach Evans, an all-state caliber kid, just a tremendous athlete, multi-sport athlete. It kind of starts with him, I think, considering what they lost last year. They only went 1-8, but they were certainly competitive in a lot of games. What do you see from Valley Falls? What's the preparation look like, and does it start with Evans?
100% starts with Evans. We saw him a few times there in 7-on-7 in the summertime, and he came over and made a play on a ball that I've never seen a kid move that fast. That ability is second to none, and he's going to be, in my opinion, probably the best player in our league this year. So obviously it starts with him. We're going to have to know where he's at all times. They're pretty good size up front. They got some size on the line. I think their quarterback, if I have heard right, I think he's a pretty young kid, but a very athletic kid. He kind of makes some good decisions, getting guys the ball. So they're going to be a tough test. Like you said, they were 1-8 last year, but I expect them to be very, very improved. They didn't lose a whole lot from last year's squad, so obviously they're looking to take big strides here in 2023. For us to be successful in that game, we're going to have to be physical up front. We got to control the ball. I'm a big time, if we have the ball, the other team can't score kind of coach. So, you know, we need to be efficient on offense and take care of the ball and physical all three sides of the ball. And I think we'll come out on top.
There it is. First year head coach at ACCHS, Cody Techmeyer, joining us here on our Coaches Insight programs here on Care 93.7. The first of many as we're set for week one of the high school season on Friday night. It'll be ACCHS going for the three-peat in the Northeast Kansas League, and their first matchup will be at home against Valley Falls. Coach, again, congrats on the position there at ACCHS. We appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thank you very much. Very excited to be here and very excited to get started in this league.